Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. This will probably be the last message on unity, unless the Lord would move on my heart and have me do a review. But we have covered much spiritual ground over these last 12 teachings on unity. And remember, if you would like to get a copy of the entire teaching for free, let me say that again, for free, just email me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. Again, that's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com, and I will send you out all 12 messages on MP3 files. Amen? Okay, let's go ahead and open up our spirit and allow the Lord to speak to us, and we will get into what He has for us today. Last week we ended talking about the price that we will pay to come to know a holy God and come into unity with Him and people like Him. And this week I think we will continue in that thread of truth. My friend, did you know there will never be peace on earth, even though we sing about it and we hope for it and every year, especially around Christmas time, as long as man is determined to walk in his own ways? There will never be peace between denominations as long as they reject God's ways for their own doctrines and their own ways. The Lord would apply the sword of the Spirit to such things so that the counterfeit can be slain, and in its place He can put the real thing. For sure, one knows the real thing when you see it, especially when you feel it. It is easy to see something fake when you have had the real thing. You know, I hear many pastors and church leaders ask, why are people today so easily deceived? Well, that is easy. They have never really tasted of the truth, the real thing. Most people for all of their lives have gone to a denominational such church. Not all, but I would say maybe 86% out of 100, and have been indoctrinated into the church's doctrines and their theology, never really coming to be exposed, now listen, to truth. Now, not so much the truth, because we know that when we feel it, it hits us in the gut, and we cannot avoid it. It brings us down to a place in ourself where we must confess. Now, this is the truth. My friend, did you know that truth will make us free if we allow it? Wow, what a thought. But now, I am talking about truth, not the truth. Truth is God's word that brings us revelation and understanding to the deeper things of God. And this truth is always progressive. Let me say that again. This truth, God's truth, is always progressive and is always from God's perspective. Truth is the crimson thread that runs all throughout the Bible that connects God's word with the spirit of man. Truth is the vein where understanding of God's word as the Holy Spirit gives us revelation is revealed to our heart and to our mind, so that we can grow and develop in the things of God. Truth is the application of knowledge as we are enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:18, therefore, and that word therefore means because what has been previously said or stated in the, you know, in the book, grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not grow spiritually by the number of songs we can sing or you know how much work we do around the church or even how much money we give the church. Oh no. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, both of them, by how much truth we have allowed God to reveal to us. And my friend, truth is only revealed to us as we allow God to deal and judge in our life, bringing us down. Truth is not up, my friend. The way up is down. But truth is not up, but it is down in a low place where Jesus is. People say, well, where is Jesus? Well, Jesus is not somewhere out there in space. Well, no, but he is in our hearts. He is in our hearts, revealing to us how much we are not like him. What a wonderful truth. For sure, my friend, if God cannot reveal to us how much we are not like his dear son, precious son, Jesus Christ, then all other truths will be hidden from us. The first and foremost truth is who Jesus is, and we must be able to see ourselves in the glorious light of who Jesus is. Abraham knew God. Well, God even called Abraham his friend. But Moses walked in more revelation and truth than did Abraham. Wow. Yet knowing truth is progressive, Paul walked in more truth than did Moses. So too, as with these mighty men of faith, God would want us to walk in more truth and come to know him more, even more than what Paul did. Jesus himself gives us the qualifier in John 17, verse 10, which is, a part of the real Lord's Prayer. Jesus said these words, "And now I am no more in the world, but these," and that would be the disciples and the Jewish people, and yes, I even believe us, "are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep those thine own name through whom thou hast given me," that would be us again, "that they may be one," be in unity, "as we are." Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17 is for the body of Christ, to be in unity, but not an old outward display of unity, but such unity as the Father was in unity with the Son. The way in which Jesus was one with the Father is that he did not walk in any of his own ways. He was totally separated unto God. Isaiah says, "We are as sheep, we have gone to our own ways." But Jesus, he prayed that we may have that same unity, the very same unity that Jesus had with his Father, the same unity. It is a unity that requires a separation produced only by the sword of the Spirit. And its price is loss to earthly thinking and relationships. But its reward is union with God. Let me say that again. The price is loss to earthly thinking and relationships, but the reward is union with God. My friend, did you know godliness can be summed up into two little words, and that is obedience and unity. And the production of God's unity happens when we walk in God's ways and not in our own ways. The price, the cost for unity is expensive. It's very costly, but it must be unflinchingly paid. Let me say that again. It must be unflinchingly paid if we find value in our soul. The opposite cost is true also. What is the cost of ruin? What is the price and the cost of loss of relationships and no communion with the body of Christ? One of the most important points discussed in this 12 weeks of messages on unity is our communion and unity with God begins and ends with our ability to walk with God and in his ways. So too, it is with our brothers and our sisters. When we say in our heart, "We will not fellowship with them." Oh, my Lord. And thus, our communion and unity with God will be to the extent his sword of the Spirit has cut us out of this world so that we can walk in unity with him. Wow. Next week we will start a new series, maybe on prayer. I don't know. I have to see what the Lord puts on my heart. But maybe on prayer. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this 12-part series has touched your life and touched your heart and has conformed you more into the character and the image and the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen.